AircheckDownloads.com. The
UK's number one. That's us.
One thing, there's only a few people on this planet that make me feel normal. This is one of them.
Good, Benny, who will be on his leg?
Let him know you're here. Welcome, Mr.
Adrian.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, that's great.
Now, all you have to do is be nice and no rough language.
Rough language? Moi? Oh, I'm so glad you could join me for lunch.
Come on, come
who's paying? Well, that's all right then. Yes, welcome to more fun on one. And what a cataclysm of comedy we've got. All the best turns with no expense spared. My dressing room's all right, but every time I stand up, I hit my head on the cistern, you know. It's all right.
My dressing room's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I never get a nice dressing room there. Wherever I go, I did the Royal Variety Show last year. They put me in the same dressing room with Frank Carson, Stan Boardman, Bernard Manning, and Angela Rippon. And God, she knows some filthy jokes.
That's a bloody cracker, isn't it? I'm too bloody good for this dumb face.
Oh, I don't know. Radio comedy's the best sort to do, mate. It's better than trying to work a live audience, isn't it, Jack?
It can not always work out so well. You know, occasionally I've had an audience, they're so dead, you know, you're like, it's so quiet. You have stewardesses going up and down the aisle with blankets for people, you know. Those who want to watch are listening with headphones on. I did. I died a death so bad the other day, I got photographed by Benetton on the way out.
That bad, eh? Well, maybe you stayed on too long.
That's dangerous, you know, staying on too long. A lot of comics don't realize that. I was on a show a few weeks ago with a rock and roll group, and before the show, I'd been given 15 minutes. So I go on, and I had a thing going with the audience. A beautiful thing. So, I like I said, I got wrapped up, and I stayed on about 55 minutes.
What did the audience do?
The audience was very cool. They sat there. They didn't laugh or applaud. They sat there, and then when I finished, they got up, paid their checks, and went out. When I went to the parking lot to get my car, the audience, 400 people, were hiding in the parking lot. And they attacked me. But I got a complete description of one, and I gave it to the police, and they caught the guy. That's why I got a new manager.
No danger of you staying on too long, is there?
Because I'm not one of these acts who goes off, you know, and you all cheer and I come back and do another 20 minutes because I've spent so many nights waiting to get cheered back. I don't bloody risk it now, right?
You certainly don't.
I was up in Aberdeen 3 weeks ago and I waited in the back when I came back a half an hour later, the place was a supermarket.
Cookie Collective on 1FM. Now, what's been happening? After another week of embarrassingly weak leadership, Graham Gooch is heavily tipped to take over the Conservative Party. And American publishers are suing Playboy boss Hugh Hefner after advancing him £132,000 for an autobiography he's so far failed to produce. The man who claims to have gone to bed with more than 2,000 women says he's written the book, but his handwriting's too shaky for anyone to decipher. Bad, is it? Well, if you think we're in the financial mire here in Britain, let me tell you, America is no better. The Japanese are taking them over completely, including the music biz.
Bruce Springsteen's got a new album. Sure, he was born in the USA, but his record company's in Japan. For Bruce's new double album, Buyin' the USA.
Buyin' the USA. We're buyin' the USA now. Buyin' the USA.
It's Springsteen's double album. Bruce Springsteen on Lazy Illiterate Records and Tapes.
Coming soon, Sushi and the Banshees and Fergal Sharkfin.
And now on about 1FM, Kenny Lang.
Oh, love it. 97 to 99, it's 1FM with me,
Adrian Just.
It's the show for you whether you're 6 or 60. And with the former in mind, it's story time.
Yay!
Old Nick, the sea captain, was a rough, tough, jolly sort of fellow. He loved the life of the sea, and he loved to hang out down by the pier where the men dressed as ladies.
Find something else.
Rumpeltweezer ran the dinky tinky shop in the foot of the magic oak tree by the wobbly dum dum tree in the shade of the magic glade down in Dingley Dell. Here he sold contraceptives and. That's all for today, children.
Not surprised. Give us one of the old traditional children's stories. Ones we all learnt.
Quite why we learn those stories when we're children, I've never really understood. Because, in fact, if you look at them closely, a lot of them are actually very unsuitable for children. They're given a lot of very odd ideas about the world that they're going to grow up in. If you take, as an example, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Now, what is that about? That is about three bears who live in a house. Now, children are not stupid. They're thinking, how does an 8-foot wild ursine carnivorous quadruped arrange a mortgage?
It's difficult, like the rest of them. And what do they eat? Porridge.
Not only do these bears eat porridge, but apparently they have a very bizarre way of going about making their porridge, because apparently they get up in the morning, get out the Quaker oats, whack it in the pan, stir it all up, you know, take a lot of trouble, a little bit of salt, a little bit of milk, stir it up so it's really nice. Right, the porridge is ready, everybody. Let's go for a walk.
You're right. They are a bit implausible.
Another one that features a house is Hansel and Gretel, only this time, if you remember, it's a house built entirely out of gingerbread, which has got to be somewhat of a problem if they ever have to get a builder in.
Oh, my good God. Oh, my good God. Look, there's your trouble. You see, some cowboy's built that. He's only used one egg. Oh. Unbelievable, isn't it? Who done that for you? Mr. Kipling, was it?
You want a couple of bolts through that. A couple of ginger nuts on the end.
Aircheckdownloads.com.